USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When we innovate, produce, and grow, we're able to unleash technologies and processes that make the environment better while reshoring. And so importantly, you look at reshoring production all the way, taking it away from foreign polluters and back to American soil.
President Trump addressing environmental issues as he speaks in the East Room of the White House, talking about our natural gas exports.
We're unlocking American energy, and the United States is now a net exporter of clean, affordable American natural gas. We're exporting all over the world.
In other news, the Trump administration warning Iran to comply as the country continues to enrich uranium despite a limit set in a nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team arrives back in the States and is ready to party after beating the team from the Netherlands Sunday 2-0, the final score in France. A parade scheduled for Wednesday in New York City. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi congratulating the team on the big win.
In a bipartisan way, we invited them to the Capitol as a group, or if they just want to come individually with their families, any way they'd like to come, we'd like to welcome them and to honor them. But aren't we proud of them?
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, stocks down, the Dow off almost 116 points to close at 26,806. The Nasdaq down 63 points, and the S&P 500 down 14 points. In Pamplona, Spain, at the second day of the annual running of the bulls, at least five people hurt, including two Americans, one man from San Francisco, the other from Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein indicted on federal sex trafficking charges.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. I'm Tim Berg.
A new poll finds it's going to be hard for some Americans to retire.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, one in five people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
That's USA Radio's John Hunt reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.